بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Some people are accustomed to the habit of nagging and complaining all the time. They complain about the situation, they complain about their life, they complain about their jobs, they complain about their boss, they complain about their parents, their partners, they complain about the weather, they complain about the neighbors, they complain about everything. When they are happy, they complain. When they are sad, they complain too. When the weather is cold, they complain. And when the weather turns hot, they complain too. When they are healthy, they complain. When they get sick, they complain too. When they have job and income and stability, they complain. And when they lose their jobs and their incomes, they complain too. And this is a very terrible habit, very negative trait that a man can bear. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. People are of two types. One type are those who are always thankful, always grateful, always appreciative of what God gives us in this life. They look at things from a positive lens, from a beautiful panoramic angle. This is why they love everything and they give thanks. One day the Prophet asked a group of people sitting in his mosque, أَمُؤْمِنُونَ أَنْتُمْ? Are you believers? They said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We are, indeed, we are believers. He said, وَمَا عَلَامَةُ إِيمَانِكُمْ? What is the sign of your faith in God? They said three things. Today, if you ask someone what is the sign of your faith, he or she is going to say, I pray five times a day, I fast the month of Ramadan, I give charity. They did not say these things. They said the real signs. They mentioned the real signs of faith. They said, Ya Rasulallah, نَشْكُرُ فِي الرَّخَاء. We give thanks at the time of ease, at the time when we are comfortable, we are not stressed, we give thanks to God. نَشْكُرُ فِي الرَّخَاء وَنَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ. And when it is time of difficulty and hardship and affliction, we persevere, we are patient. وَنَرْضَى بِالْقَضَاءِ. The third one is we accept and we are satisfied with God's decree, with the divine decree, whatever God chooses for us. We accept, we don't complain. The Prophet said to them, مُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا أَنْتُمْ. You are truly believers in God. This is faith, my friends. Faith is to be grateful, to be shakir, to give thanks to God in any state, in any condition. Whether we gain or we lose, whether we are sick or healthy, in any condition we have to give thanks to God. Some people have sense of entitlement. Some people take things for granted. Some people think that God created them to be only in the super class, the upper class, the higher class of the society. And they are entitled for everything in this life. And if they don't get it, they start cursing and bad-mouthing and complaining and nagging. Those people are going to lose. They are not going to have a happy life. And everyone who lives around them and with them is going to experience misery. And people are going to abandon them. One day, they have to accept the fact that they're going to live alone, lonely. They live alone and they die alone. Because people don't like to see others complaining. People want to be with someone who's smiling, who's hopeful, who's optimistic, who has courage, who has optimism, who has hope in tomorrow, who has hope in change, and who can persevere. And only those who persevere succeed, my friends. Those who do not have capacity for perseverance and patience and steadfastness, they are not going to move forward. They are going to collapse. You have to go through these difficulties. And sometimes I think that this pandemic, though we perceive it as something terrible, but maybe, وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Maybe, let's look at the silver lining of it. Maybe it has some goodness. Maybe it cultivates our potentials, our talents. We start discovering new things in this life. We start become more patient. Because if we lose few things here and there, we are not going to collapse. We can continue. We can cope with this. We can bear it. God says in the Quran in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We don't send our signs, major signs, except to inspire fear. Why to inspire fear? Because we need this wake-up call. Sometimes fear makes us go back to God. Fear. So we inspire fear. Because of the fear of this pandemic, some people started doing good. Some people started treating their families well. Some people started to become more generous, more thoughtful, more caring, more sacrificing, more serious in their life. So this is a good sign. So my friends, we should not take things for granted and we should not complain. We should enjoy. If we keep complaining, we are not going to enjoy our families or our homes or our neighborhoods or our streets or our lives. Let's give thanks to Allah. In everything we have around us, there is a beauty. Let's discover that beauty. Once you give thanks, you would be able, you allow yourself to unfold things, and you can see their beauty, their inner beauty. And you can enjoy it, and you can relax. Relax. Give thanks and relax. And enjoy your life, and be thankful to God. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi. Wa tawasaw bil sabr.